Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone. Yes, this is Stevie Aisha Mills. This is the first Tuesday of the month, and this is the You've Got It Now Rocket Lunch and Learn, produced by professional women entrepreneurs. I am here to be your host. I am here to guide you through just some wonderful things. Each and every month, we talk the first week of the month. I'm here on Mondays and Tuesdays. And I want to begin by telling you just a little bit about professional women entrepreneurs. And the goal is to empower the Renaissance woman who has a purpose, vision, and plan. Our vision is to help women around the world build businesses and grow their net worth. And Professional Women Entrepreneurs is a collaboration of like-minded women breaking barriers and setting new heights. The great, great thing about it is that we have phenomenal guests, and I am so excited to bring this lady to the line. She is absolutely amazing. To let you know about her, she is Danielle Patterson Winningham. She is a Fortune 10 Vice President, International Speaker, Award-winning Business Coach, and five-time best-selling author who has won 3 presidential awards. 2 from President Obama, 1 from President Bush, for community service, which is outstanding. As a founder of 2 national movements for women, which they are the National Deaf Sisterhood and Wealthy Sisters Network, her aim in life is to bring all women together to support one another as they journey to uncover their personal worth and wealth. And so what we're going to do is actually open up her mic because we want to hear all about her and all from her. Danielle, can you hear me?
I sure can. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. Thank you so much for being here with us today. I truly appreciate you.
Yeah, I was here last week. I thought it was last Tuesday. I was here 7 days early.
You sure were. You were, and that's when you took the lead on that and just made it happen. And
I was here early.
I'm excited for a couple of things. You know, I always love to talk to you and listen to you and learn from you. And, you know, we did just connect last year and just been growing and learning ever since from you. And I'm so thankful for that connection because you truly, truly helped me to up-level my life, up-level my thinking. You're a dynamic coach. And I want to talk about just who you are in your own words. Like, who is Danielle Patterson Winningham?
You know, it's funny that you would ask me that. And really not funny, probably just ordained. I was just, in the tub, which is where I do, like, 99% of my thinking. And just thinking about, you know, who I am as a person, you know, not on an egotistical level, but just, you know, things that are hardwired into me. And you know what I figured out is it's just hardwired into me that I don't want to leave anybody behind. I don't know if it's the only child in me. I don't know if it's the country upbringing. I don't know what it is. But it is just hardwired into me that as many people as I can take on this journey to success, I want to take. I don't quite understand people who hoard information. I don't quite understand people who are single-mindedness as to think that they can make it by themselves, you know. But, you know, people are different, and they're different because of their environment and their upbringing and their situations. But it's truly just hardwired into me that I don't want to leave anybody behind. And another thing that is, as of late, become just such a priority to me, is women and wealth, and just making sure women realize that they are equipped with their own 2 hands to generate the wealth of a lifetime and to generate the bounty of a lifetime, and that they don't have to be beholden to no system, that they don't have to be beholden to nobody, they don't have to be beholden to no job, they don't have to be beholden to poverty. You know, and if I had to think about who my mortal enemy is, my mortal enemy is thinking, and poverty. You know, and they really go hand in hand. Somebody somewhere taught women to serve and not to be compensated. But men are naturally, because they're natural providers, and that's the scheme of things, they're not going to do too much without looking for where's my monetary reward in this? But women, some kind of way, we've been, you know, coded to help, but not coded to help ourselves. So when it's all said and done, that's really, you know, I have several missions, but the biggest mission, in addition to not leaving anybody behind and continue to educate and edify women along the way, is to really stamp out poverty and teach women to work together to do so.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And one of the things that came to my mind, two things. The first thing that came to my mind when you were speaking is, of course, Malcolm X's speech, we've been hoodwinked, we've been bamboozled, led astray, run amok. That came to my mind. And it's true. It's true that we do not command the dollars that we deserve. And I say we because I have my own limiting beliefs and roadblocks. And the second question I wanted to ask you truly is about the entrepreneur versus careerpreneur versus employee. Do you think there is one thing that is greater than the other?
Oh, absolutely not. I think all of us are and can only perform to the extent of what we feel our capabilities are. And I say what we feel because we know that. And once we come to that greater enlightenment, we know that God has more for us. We know we can do more through him. I don't feel that any is greater, as in any role is greater than the other. I do know that being an entrepreneur allows more freedom. And, you know, I say freedom in terms of this is a country of free enterprise, so you're able to earn more money. I say more freedom because, you know, you get to carve out your own hours. It may be more hours, but, you know, I'm excited to join the ranks of full-time entrepreneur as of April 1st. And this will be the first summer I've spent with my kids ever. This will be the first, you know, I'm looking forward to spring break next year. It'll be the first spring break I've spent with my kids in years. And I'd have to worry about going back to work the next week and being tired. You know, I'm imagining being able to take my kids lunch sometimes, and just it's the little things that you buy with your work and being an entrepreneur and having that discipline to know what it takes to make it. But, you know, it's just so worth it. Now, being an employee, you do get the security of knowing you're going to get a check whether you get in there and do any work or not. You know, so if it's a week you're sick and you don't do nothing, you still going to get a check. I mean, And for a long time, I was spoiled on being a corporate executive. I was spoiled on that security, and I'm just now realizing that it's truly a false sense of security because even that check can go away in the blink of an eye. And as in with being an entrepreneur, even if you lose a client, you can go get another one. Even when business is not a good, you can expand your offering. You know, so there's pretty much always a way to make it.
I was asking a question on my Facebook earlier, and I was asking about the whole process of people loving their jobs. You know, we have been so inundated with entrepreneurial talk that down with the job and up with the business. And I was just wondering, because I know that you are transitioning from one position into full-time entrepreneurship, so I'm just like, do people really love their jobs? And is there a difference between a job mindset and a career mindset? And those are just some of the things that I'm thinking about because I have been in the entrepreneurial space for 5 years, but I think being in that space also, there are benefits to both of them because, you know, you're able to bring your corporate background to the entrepreneurial space. Instead, and I think it gives a solid foundation of how business works.
I agree.
Yeah, I think there's some foundation knowledge that people see, and I think that one of the things that I know about you, and I would love for you to speak about this, is about the books that you read.
Ooh, I read a lot of books. So yesterday I got in the mail David and Goliath by Malcolm Gladwell, and I got Money, the new Anthony Robbins book. And I tend to read books. I learned in a personal leadership and accountability class that I took when I first started this journey. As a matter of fact, it was by this company called Stop at Nothing. And actually, it was the catalyst for me starting this journey. That was the catalyst for me writing my first book. That's when they threw down the gauntlet in that class. They said, what have you been procrastinating on, and what are you going to do to make that happen? And so in that class, they said that if you read 50 books a year on a subject, you become an expert. And if you read 50 books a year for 3 years, you become an international expert. But they also talked about the number of people who are not going to read 5 books a year, not going to read 10 books a year. And so it led me on a journey to start to consume information at a rapid pace, because I wanted to shorten my curve between being an employee and being an entrepreneur. And the best way to do that is to become an expert. Not just become an expert in business, but just becoming an expert in all of it, whether it be finances, whether it be even the concept of money. You know, that's what a lot of women miss, is the concept of money. And when I say the concept of money, just that there's never any shortage of money. You may have a shortage of ideas on how to get the money, but there's never any shortage of money. I work at the bank. Trust me, it's not. And so as I started to read these books, my mind in a way that I was able to shed some of the fear, shed some of the insecurities, shed some of the, you know, idiosyncrasies that had held me back so long. I was able to shed a lot of different things and grow my confidence. Because without reading, sometimes you think you're the only person in the world that's ever struggled, or you think you're the only person in the world that's ever went through a specific thing, or you think you're the only person. But when you start to read, you'll see that even the greats struggled. You know, even the greats got knocked down. You know, even the greats started with humble beginnings. And so you start to feel yourself in the company of greats, realizing that you can be great too. It's just a choice. And everybody has an opportunity to make that choice. So what's my suggested reading list? Had a meeting with one of my work teams yesterday that are 2 levels down from me. I had a skip level with them. And I gave them a list. I said number one was Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Number two was The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho. I gave them The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. The Four Agreements is simple. You know, don't speak anything but positive things about yourself or others. You know, don't make assumptions. Question everything. Don't make assumptions, because assumptions lead you down the wrong path. And the most important one to me was don't take anything personally, because nothing anybody else does, whether it's your husband, your wife, your mom, your children, has anything to do with you. It's all about them. It's all about them and how they're feeling. And the last one was do your best, regardless of what's going on. Do your best. Know your best is going to be different from day to day, but always do your best. Small book, but a very good book, The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. And, and The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson, you know, and it teaches you how in 15, 20 minutes a day, you start to push yourself away from the pack by doing things differently than what the pack does. And whether that's reading for 15, 20 minutes a day, studying for 15, 20 minutes a day, if you have an art or a skill, practicing for an additional 15, 20 minutes a day, how that just makes you closer and closer to greatness. Malcolm Gladwell talked something similar to that in his book, The Outliers, when he was talking about the number of practice hours that Michael Jordan has had and the number of technology hours Bill Gates has had. It's no accident that they're great. See, people think greatness is an accident or a fluke. It's not. It's deliberate. And by being deliberate in your teachings and your investments and who you align yourself with, you have just as a great opportunity to pursue greatness as anybody else.
You know, I had to write down those titles. And it's true, every time that we talk, there's always a book. Stevie, you need to read this. Stevie, you need to read this. So I know that that you are truthfully saying these books, because I've heard them before. And
I think that is such a thing that people don't do now. They don't read. We don't read as much as we should. And the technology that we have now is amazing because you can download it or listen to it, or you don't have to sit and read all the time. And it's all about getting the information
that you need.
Even with that, Stevie,
you'd be surprised at people that still don't fool with books. But again, I'm starting to realize that's what separates. It's not a matter, because I've always been a firm believer that everybody's equal, right? But the truth of the matter is everybody starts out equal. Everybody starts out with equal, you know, maybe not equal access, will have more, but with equal opportunity to do more. But people have to make a choice, excuse me, as to whether they want to take advantage of those resources or not. People, I was talking to the work team yesterday about how many books I read a year, and they were like, when do you have time? I said, when you're watching television.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is a choice. You're going to watch Empire, you're going to build your Empire. Which one are you going to do? And so it all comes down to, huh?
I said, you can't do both, because you know we have some Empire.
You can, because I watch Empire. I may not watch it when it comes on, but I make sure I've done the stuff I need to do for my Empire before I sit down and watch Cookie and Hush.
That's right.
And it's a choice. I can't be watching walk around in her fur coat, and I can't afford man over here. That's crazy. Stevie, come on,
you're
there.
Right.
Get that host himself, Stevie. Don't lose yourself, Stevie.
You know you make me laugh. Because it's so real. It's so authentic. It's so in your face. And you're looking at yourself like she's right. And that is what it's amazing about it. That's the amazing process of who you are, because you are definitely a coach who's like, okay, all right, well, when you decide to get back in the game, that's when you call me. You know, and that is the beauty of the whole situation.
I agree. You know, I think my message is always going to be just that you can do more. You can do more, you can have more, but you got to get moving. You know, and last month, you know, I did the 28-day My Passion Is Challenge just to get women thinking about doing more. So I know you saw the materials for this month, and this month we're all about getting shift done. You know, moving your feet, make shift happen, get shift done. You know, it's as little as doing something small every day towards where you want to be this time next year, and just being amazed at how far you move just by being deliberate about those actions. Don't sit and plan them until the pen and paper fall apart. Get into action. Get shift done. You know, I'm just looking forward to seeing where people go with the challenge this month.
That's awesome. Yes, action is the motivation for steps, and you can't just be in analysis paralysis. You have to be in action, and that's kind of what I posted as well on Facebook last night. And of course, you know, I have to put music in it, and so the song was "I Like to Move It, Move It," and so that is definitely the great thing that is amazing, because you do have to be in action. You know, you got our minds ready last month, and this month you're taking it to a whole new level with the shift that is happening, the action orientation. So I'm excited. I'm excited for March. I'm excited for growth. I'm excited for just, you know, other women coming into the fold of being the greatest self. And truly one of the things that I know to be sure is that it's not about the growth of someone else. Like, I believe that people, their it factors and excel in everything they do if they're authentic to themselves. So therefore, if someone is on the entrepreneurial journey or on the employment journey or whatever they are on, the method in which they go through it is not as important as the outcome as what is reached. And so the mind shift is and the action shift, that's going to be remarkable. That's going to be remarkable. So what do you think is the major step that women just need to take? Like, if they take this step, most of them, they'll be okay and they'll be able to elevate.
Ooh, I don't know if there's a one. I'm going to give you one. Women have got to believe in themselves. I'm just blown away by the sheer number of women who do so much, accomplish so much, are so smart, talented, beautiful. They is smart. They is kind. They is important. And they don't believe it. And because they don't believe it, they hitch themselves with mediocrity, stay there. Because they don't believe it. And they have people coming to get them to do 1,000 different tasks. Because the people believe in them, but they don't believe in themselves enough to put a price tag on their gifts, enough to fully live out their promises and their purposes, enough to fully know that they can be compensated for doing what they love to do. They don't believe in themselves enough. They will invest $1 million in their children's shoes and clothes, in their man's dreams, you know, in care for their parents, but not a dollar towards their own personal development. Women think it's selfish to believe in themselves, and it's not. You know, it's quite the opposite. If you don't believe in yourself, how can you expect anybody else to? And if you can't believe in yourself, you best believe in the Creator who made you great. See, he said it too many times. I made you in my image. I made you for greatness. I made you for abundance. He says it too many times. If you read that book I read sometimes, one of the first books I really read, he says it too much. You know, and here women are, the majority of us go to church, the majority of us, even if they only go to bedside Baptist with me, you know, we get in a word every week. You know, the majority of people who attend church are women.
Mm-hmm.
The majority of people who pray are women. But we praying for every, oh, I want to pray for Sister Coleman. She ain't been feeling good this week. And I want to pray for my man. He been feeling a little down, and I'm going to pray for my children in their grades. I hope little sister make the honor roll and little Stevie make the football team. And we don't put ourselves on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. Mm.
Yes. This is the realness. That is Danielle. And I love it. That is, if you don't, listeners, if you don't understand or here, after you listen to Danielle, then we need to do a pulse check around the nation, because it can't get any more clear than that. It can't get any more real than that. And it can't get any more in your face than that. That is the truth of what we do. It's very clear. Even people who are hiding. Some people have been entrepreneurship so long, and they're holding on to that thing that they need to go back in the workforce. Some people are holding on to a security blanket of corporate America. They need to step out and be an entrepreneur. You know, it's always the security blanket issue of why you are just staying where you are. And so I think once people truly resonate with the fact that they don't have to feel that security blanket, that there is an invisible net on that tightrope that you're walking. You might not see it, but there is always another choice to catch you, then you're able to truly fly. You're able to truly be who you are called to be. So I want to give you
the opportunity, Danielle, to please tell us how we can get more information from you, how we can stay connected, how we can stay connected to the shift and everything that is going on.
You know, and I just want to say, you know, that safety net is always God. You have to think about how many times and where would you be had you not, had it not been for God. You know, I always say to myself, He didn't bring me this far to leave me. And I think some of the things I've done and some of the stupid decisions I made and, you know, how He's kept me, even in spite of me being me. You know, so none of this is necessarily about me. He made me to be how I am, who I am, so I can't be apologetic for that. But you can definitely follow me on Twitter at Wealth Speaker, WealthSpeaker. You can find me on Facebook, the group for the 28-Day Passion Challenge and for the Get Shift Done in March is hashtag My Passion Is, all one word. So definitely look for that book, that group on Facebook, and we'll approve you entering the group. You'll find a lot of motivational women. The group started at one, and now the group is at turning the corner to 400. So I'm very excited about that. You can also find me on the web at IamDanielleWinningham.com, and I look forward to any and all friend requests on Facebook.
Definitely, definitely. Thank you, Danielle, for taking time out of your schedule. I know how your calendar is and how much you're doing. So thank you for coming to spend some time to lunch and learn with us here at PWE Radio.
You hear Troy in the background talking about, all right, then. Maybe be ready for me to go.
I know that's right. We're going to go. I just have a couple more announcements to wrap up the show, but thank you again.
All right. Thank you, Steve, for having me.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Yes, you just heard from the phenomenal Danielle Winningham. And I must give you a couple of announcements. We have tomorrow, Dr. Ramona Holly Major is going to be coming to Taxi in Position. That's the name of her segment. And she will have Letitia Nicole tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. We also have the PWE Empowerment Radio group here on Facebook that you must become a member of, because you want to know about how you could become a co-author with professional women entrepreneurs and how also you can become part of the business directory. So I want you to go to the PWE Empowerment Radio. I've posted links there on how you connect to the beautiful project. Definitely want to get you engaged in those things. So I, again, am Stevie Mills. I am excited to see you in April, where we will have two more dynamic guests, the first Monday and Tuesday of April. So see you soon. Bye-bye. Make it a great day.